I live intentionally every day to have my marriage restored, and I pray every day for my husband's salvation.
Every 3 to 4 months, I write a newsletter to all the people on my street. I offer to pray for them if they have any prayer requests, and I encourage them to seek the Lord.
In my marriage, intentionally, what I'm really working hard at is really pay attention to the little things. You know, it's a lot of little things that my wife really appreciates because it makes her feel loved.
My husband does not like to talk on the telephone, so I've been sending him text messages every day just telling him how much I love him and asking God to bless his day.
Relationships. It's important. It goes right back to the beginning in Genesis. Not good for man to be alone. He created woman. And ever since, we've had relationship opportunities and relationship challenges. And then he threw in children and grandchildren, and away we go. And we call all of these relationships, along with many others, high-stake relationships. That's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm not a gambler, but I'll tell you, if we were in Las Vegas at a basketball tournament, and in the process, we saw people gambling and people with, and I guess they call them high-stake tables, where people are betting on things that they can lose big and win big. And, you know, you have a relationship like that. You have a relationship, and maybe you're married, certainly, with your kids and other places where they're high-stake. And if you drop the ball in that relationship, there's a big loss associated with it. And so that's why I'm calling the show today, How Do We Deal with High-Stake Relationships for God's Glory and for Our Benefit? These relationships matter. Your relationship with Christ, your relationship with your spouse, your neighbors, and your kids. Today, as we do this, I want you to know that our phone line is being held for a very special purpose, and that's for those who are calling to support the ministry. Would you consider doing that? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. We appreciate your support on this very special day.
Hi, Randy. This is Kim. I'm from Texas. Just wanted to share, I have been listening to your show for a while, and I have been doing the 30-day challenge, had some marriage issues, and started just thinking that I needed to start working on myself. That was what my prayer time was, and I started working on things I could do for my marriage, one of them being hugging my husband because I'm not a very affectionate person. Second one was to start complimenting him more. And then, of course, the last one would be to look at him when he's talking to me and put down my phone. The result of all of that challenge is that he has responded amazingly and now wants to hug me, compliments me, and now he does the same for me on most of these things and just does a lot of things just randomly for me. So it has worked tremendously on our marriage. So I just want to thank you for everything you do, and I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage everyone to do the 30-day challenge. Thank you so much for what you do, and y'all have a good day.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate your call from Texas. You know what Kim is doing? She's doing those three things. She decided on three instead of one. That's fine. We're not legalists here, but she's taking on those three things, and she identified what were three important things for her marriage, and she intentionally decided to do them for 30 days. And she's not the exception. She's the rule. When you do it, things change. I'm convinced you are probably one decision, one thing away for 30 days from changing your life. I believe that. If you want to have love in your marriage, start one thing that starts loving in your marriage. Or one thing you stop for 30 days that's very unloving in your marriage. Maybe you're critical. 30 days, I'm not going to be critical. 30 days, I'm going to speak encouragement into my spouse every day. I can almost guarantee you do that. And after you pick them up off the floor with surprise, astonishment, you haven't criticized me in 30 days? 30 days you've been speaking into my life. You will change the tone and the tenor of your marriage in your own heart. High-stake relationship, what is it today? Which relationship is it? Your kids, your spouse, your work, your boss? Give me a call if you want to find out. Maybe we're going to talk through what one thing. I can help you think it through. We'll come up with one thing together for 30 days or 30 days one thing to stop or declutter. So what's that high-stake relationship today? All right, looks like we're going to Kansas, another success story. Who's this on the line?
My name is Sheila, and I'm calling from Shawnee, Kansas. My husband and I were having some family issues, money issues. Life has a way of getting in the way. So for 30 days, I challenged myself to do something special and to be intentional and show my husband love in one way or another and let him know every single day how much I appreciate and love him. And it has changed our relationship and brought us closer. And he has, I don't know if he's even aware, but he talks sweeter, does nice things when we're both being intentional and doing things nice. I'll make him a pot of coffee in the morning before I leave for work. We are on different schedules. I'm just very focused on being intentional. I got home from work and we'd been texting and I tried to send him text, you know, how much I love you and how today was a challenge. I really am thinking about you. And I got home and he had a bubble bath waiting for me. But, I mean, if it hadn't have been for Family Life Radio and the 30-day challenge, I wouldn't have even thought to even do this, to challenge myself to intentionally do something every single day to let him know how much I appreciate him.
I'm glad that's working for you, Sheila. It works. Intentional living works. It changes lives every day. When we do it in Christ, and he gets the glory for it. What's a high-stake relationship you're being intentional with, or boy, you're troubled with it? I mean, you're struggling, and you'd love to have a success story. Hold on, Stephen. We'll get to you here in just a moment.
I struggled with drugs for 20 years. I went to prison. I met God. When I got out, life was very scary. And when I found you, it changed my life. Intentional living keeps me focused. I'm so grateful to you.
Maybe like Karen, even as things in life get better, it can be scary.
Life is going to have turbulence. Ever notice on a plane when it gets shaky, you sit down, you put the seatbelt on, and you hang on. And in our lives, we have turbulence that comes.
In his message, What I've Learned on an Airplane, Dr. Randy will offer some practical advice for life, along with some entertaining stories and anecdotes he's gathered as he's traveled the country. With your gift of $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, you'll get unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content and Dr. Randy's new book, Declutter Your Life. In the book, you'll learn how clutter can keep you from the life Christ has given you and encourage you to intentionally seek God. Give right now by calling 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right, that's the special offer this month. It's our featured lesson on 10 things I learned flying on airplanes all around the country and around the world. That's interesting. You put 200 or 300 people into one of these big shiny tubes called an airplane, and we sit next to each other for an hour, 2 hours, in some cases flying overseas 10 hours or more. And what do we learn about ourselves, about other people? That's what we're sharing with you in this lesson. And the application for our life. I think it's a really cool lesson. 10 things really practically applied to our life that you could use in maybe your small group study. Share these and talk about them. Or maybe with your family. It's up on our website for our exclusive site for members. Those of you who are part of the monthly support, thank you for doing that. And if you're not, come and join us today. The good news is right now, just right now, in fact, this week, we have operators 24 hours a day taking your call. And when you join us monthly at $1 a day or more in support of the ministry, $30 a month, we'll make sure you receive our brand new book, Declutter Your Life. What do you do? Call 888-888-1717 right now, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Here's a question from an Intentional Living listener that says our marriage is going through a really tough time right now. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. You know, the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 3 that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Can I challenge you, if you're going through a tough time in your marriage right now, to accept the fact that every marriage will have seasons? Seasons when things are going well, and there'll be seasons when things aren't going so well. But the best way to get through these tough seasons is to find ways to enjoy each other each day. Can I challenge you to be intentional by doing one thing every day that speaks into the life of your spouse? that speaks into the life of your marriage. And when you do that by staying focused together on your long-term goals, well, that's intentional living in the tough times.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Talking about how to be intentional with your high-stake relationships. And a lot of marriage calls, that's always a huge one, probably the top of the list, right next to your relationship with Christ. But it could be with your kids, it could be some other area of life. What's one thing that I want to help you find one thing you can do for 30 days? That's intentional living. You're hearing success stories because this works. Or maybe identify one thing that you need to stop for 30 days. That's intentional living as well. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Stephen's in New Mexico. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy Carlson. I appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. What's your high-stake relationship?
So I guess this is more of like an encouragement for people that are listening right now as well. I think the highest-stake relationship that we truly have is our relationship with Christ.
That's right.
And I think it's something that everybody, myself included, because I'm not perfect, something that we struggle with. And I think the biggest thing that we struggle with is our communication. And for us, our communication with Christ, I'm a head of a household. I mean, I'm a husband. I'm a father of three. And the big thing for that I want to encourage people with, I guess, today is in their highest stake relationship with Christ is your prayer time with him. And making it intentional, I mean, for 30 days, just trying it and praying every day, and not just, you know, something that is just off the cuff, but like taking that intentional time, just as if we do with a spouse or a loved one or somebody, and communicating with Jesus, you know, as we pray, as we not just speak to him with our grocery list as per se, but that we listen to him as well in his still soft voice as he speaks to us, you know, in those times, those intimate times. Mm-hmm. As we're praying to him.
Well, you know, when we think, Stephen, you're right on, because when you think about marriage or any relationship at work or at home, if you don't communicate, you don't have a relationship. And
right.
our relationship with Christ, even though we can't see him, prayer is a way of connecting with him. We know meditating on scripture is also important and powerful, but every day, 30 days, making an intentional decision to pray is powerful. But in the process, some people are going to have to take 30 days and declutter something to make time to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, because otherwise what will happen is we will say, well, I tried, but it didn't happen. You're right on, man. High-stake relationships, you do them right, you're more likely to have a positive outcome. You do them wrong, you're going to pay the consequence. It's a reality. We want you to be successful starting today, not looking to the past. One thing you can do for 30 days, one thing you can stop for 30 days. Maybe we can help you figure that out. 888-888-1717. Jana is in Michigan. Hi there. How are you today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your question or comment?
Thank you so much for having me. Isn't God just amazing?
He is. Amen to that.
He's amazing. So I was thinking about one of the callers that called in 15 minutes ago, a half hour ago, about how the biggest relationship we should have, of course, is with Christ. And I can't agree with that anymore. I mean, that's should be our top priority.
Right.
But I also think that people forget to have a relationship with themselves. And I think that that's very important. And what I mean by that is learning how to say no in certain situations, taking care of yourself. I have found the love for cycling and running, and I've done a half marathon and bicycled across the United States. And for me, that's been a really good relationship for me to have on my own as far as my physical health, taking care of me so that my kids will have me for a long time, et cetera. And that also sparked the other thoughts. Which is the real reason for my call, is that we can be really, really physically fit. I can run 13 miles. I can ride a bike 100 miles at a time. But if you're not spiritually fit, then being physically fit really doesn't matter. And so for me, my 30-day thing was not only running and cycling, but also opening God's Word up every day and to see what God has planned for me for today and tomorrow. And I think once you have that relationship with Christ and with yourself and you're able to get yourself out of bed an hour early to have that time, if I can get up an hour early every day to go running 5 miles, I can get up every day early to spend time with God, right?
That's right.
So I think, you know, I think a lot of that is the personal relationship you have with Christ, which shines through onto yourself as well.
You know, I was going to, let me ask you this, Jana. You're in this community of health, you know, exercise, and that's good, and cycling. Do you find a lot of people that in your community, people that you know, that's the end game, just to have better health, but they're kind of empty in the rest of their life?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I have a lot of Christian friends who are athletic as well, but I can definitely see it. People think that if I just run this mile, if I just run this half marathon, which is 13.1, if I just run this marathon, which is 26.2, then everything's going to be better. And it never is better, right? Like, that grass is never greener on the other side if Christ isn't watering that.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, I do see that every day. And I know with me, I've been in a few races where I hit that wall, I get that fatigue, and I say, okay, God, it's you and me, you know, help me through this last 2 miles or whatever it may be, and he gives me the strength. And you know, I also use that time to have my talks with him and you know, tell him where I'm at and what I'm feeling and what I need and what I want. And ask him what he wants from me. And I think running and cycling has been that outlet to be able to have that time with him.
That's good. Well, congratulations. You said you bicycled all the way across the country.
I did. My furthest trip so far has been from Michigan to Fort Worth, Texas, back in 2013. And I've been doing a trip for charities. I do a trip every year. And just this last February, 5 months ago, I picked up running. And for anybody listening that isn't sure if they could do something like that, let me tell you, I'm 46 years old and I picked up running in February and could barely run 30 seconds, and I'm running 13 miles now. So whatever you put inside of you that you really want that desire to do, you can do. It just takes perseverance and time.
That's fantastic. And listen, it is baby steps. You want to do something. That's why we talk about 30 days. I mean, our goal is not at the end of 30 days, you stop doing the right thing, obviously. The game plan here is kind of like what Jan is saying. Hey, you want to have health? Well, start out with the next 30 days doing some healthy things. One thing for 30 days, and it becomes a habit after a while, and then it becomes a part of your life, and then you take it to the next level. But the idea of taking a 30-day challenge is that most of us, all of us, can do one thing for 30 days to make a relationship better. Come on. All of us can do something for 30 days to make our health better. We can do it, and that's a good place to start. Jana, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Here's another thing I learned on an airplane. We having fun yet? Is this good? All right, we're on the airplane. Here's another thing I've learned. I have to get along with people to get along in life. And you ever sat in the middle seat? I get in the middle seat, and then the armrests are gone. You have nowhere to go. I mean, we have this little battle over the armrests, and then they bring in a lot of carry-on things, and they jam them under, and so their space is falling over into your space, and it's quite an opportunity to get along with people. And the guy in front of you, as soon as he takes off, he puts his seat back. Come on. You're losing your salvation at about this point, right? Or the kid behind just kicking your seat, or that you can just feel they're putting their knee into the back of that seat, and you're just getting a little bit. Is this only me, or some of you experienced this? To get along with people. Two things that are really important. Number one, in life with people, focus on relationships. Focus on the people part of it, not the problem part of it. Because the second thing is, we are all spiritual beings. Every person we meet, every person on that airplane, every person in this building, every person we're broadcasting to, every person in our church, our neighborhood, is a spiritual being. When we look at a person, we should see them from an eternity perspective. They're going to spend eternity somewhere.
You know, I'm listening to that with you from my recording earlier, and convicted again about how easy it is for me to pass by people because I'm busy going somewhere else, and in the process miss the fact that is a spiritual being. God created that person with every bit as much importance as me and you and anybody else on the planet. And he loves that man or woman. And when we have that attitude, it's helpful, isn't it, to really understand the importance of connecting people when we can. Today, that's what we've been talking about, high-stake relationships. And let's face it, some are higher than others. I mean, every day in your marriage, that's huge. Or in the workplace, and with your kids, and with your parents and your siblings. But even those in your neighborhood, these are all very important relationships. And when we learn to take them seriously and learn to build the relationship and go out of our way to connect, what a powerful thing that is. I was walking into the local post office the other day, and I held the door for a man. And a guy behind me, I held the door for him. And he acted surprised, like, wow, there's someone who's willing to hold the door still. You know, we've become so isolated and so focused on our own things. Just to stop and hold the door for a person or say please or thank you or look directly into their eyes and connect with them and let them know that you're present with them wherever they are at that moment. And at times having an opportunity to even go deeper to ask them how they're doing and maybe even share a moment of what God is teaching you in your life. That's such a powerful thing. So by the way, that lesson on 10 Things I Learned on an Airplane is our featured lesson for September. We're near the end of the month. We want you to get it. If you're already a member, you've probably already listened to it. It's up on the website for you on our exclusive site. And if you're not, why not? Come and join us. Your monthly support, $1 a day or more, two things happen. You'll get access to that. Plus, we're going to send to you my latest book, just came out last week, Declutter Your Life, Freedom Through Intentional Living in Christ. Call right now, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
We talk about intentional living from the standpoint of doing one thing and stopping one thing. And the idea of doing one thing that honors God and benefits you as it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it changes your life. We got people who have been sharing with us the one thing habits they've developed for their marriage and how it's impacting their life. I want to share a few with you. Here's Cindy in Arizona. What's your one thing?
Hi, my name is Cindy. So my husband and I have been married 42 years. Okay. And our little thing we like to do is whoever's up first or closest to the coffee maker, we make each other's coffee in the morning and bring it to them.
Oh, that's great. There's a one thing. I think we've got another one. Who's on the line here in Arizona?
Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling from Buckeye. Dr. Randy wanted to know what good habits that we do for our marriage. Well, this is 2019, which is an odd year. So it's my husband's year. So every little thing that happens that causes somebody to have, oh, it's your fault, it's his fault this year, and next year is my fault. So we don't argue about anything. We just say, hey, hon, it's your year. And he goes, yep, it is. So it works for us, and we've been married 33 years, and we're deeply in love.
You pick the year, okay? And I guess, listen, this is being intentional, doing one thing. We've got a call from Michigan. What's your one thing?
My name's Jeff. My wife and I passionately kiss whenever we leave. I don't care if it's to work or if it's to run to the store. We never just give each other pecks. It's always a passionate kiss whenever we leave the house or leave each other.
That's great. I do that too. Let me see. I got time for one more. Arizona. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Karen from Arizona. So things that we develop as healthy habits, my husband and I, is one was a small little advice that we were given right before we got married, and we have definitely tried to follow that little habit. We always try and avoid using the words always and never. So anything that can be like, you always do this or you never do that, we always avoid those two words and instead try and communicate through other, in like coming into that subject a different way from another point. And then our second habit that we've developed is just never having expectations for each other and instead communicating our needs. So if I come home and the laundry isn't done or folded, I can't get mad about it because I didn't ask him to do it for me. So just really avoiding those expectations that can hurt us and instead asking how we can help each other at home.
This is Susanna. And one thing I'm trying to be intentional in my marriage is learning how to be content, I would say satisfied. What I realized is that nothing was good enough for me. I would always try to push him. I wanted things done at all my own time. Kind of wanted to dictate what to do with his time, comparing, you know, what that other person has. My one thing is just being content for what he can offer, because I know he puts us first, always his family. And that's my one thing, is just being grateful and thankful for his time and satisfied and content that what he's doing is best for us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your one thing. And, you know, when we hear the stories of people who are taking up the challenge of one thing and working on it over a couple weeks or a 30-day challenge, and we hear the stories back of, I did that and I changed my attitude or my words or something I'm doing in my marriage or family and how it revolutionized the relationship. Boy, we get really pumped. And I just want to thank you for sharing your stories with us. And I want to say a special thanks to those of you who have been not only praying for us, but supporting us. And I know it's just a small percentage of the people who tune in, who take that up as an opportunity and a challenge and say, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of something that's making a difference in the world. And I want to say thank you specifically to you. I can picture you in my mind as you have joined us in sharing every month with a gift. Thank you. And right now, for those of you who are not, can I challenge you to come and join us? Or those of you supporting us to pray about increasing that support? Because when you do, a dollar a day in support or increasing, we're going to make sure you receive a copy of my latest book called Declutter Your Life, How to Experience Freedom Through Intentional Living in Christ. It's our gift to you. And when you do, you also receive access to all of the teaching that we have exclusively for our members. Just go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Have a great day.